The number 2 bus riding along Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis is filled with black people. And it is history. Black people dragged away from a loving embrace. First a country, then our children, and now the corner of Franklin and 11th, where, on the sidewalk, a man's hands are wrapped around his mother. A final look before she is taken into a day in which he cannot reach her. There is a kiss and the pass of a brief moment, and now she has found her refuge next to the woman with a smile swelling between her cheeks and a phone fastened in her hijab, and I imagine on the other end of the conversation is a shoulder pushed against a wall, a phone's cord wrapped around a body and then wrapped around a finger. And seated not far away is the homie with the gold cross hanging from his neck, music pouring into his ears, his face spilling with teeth, as if this entire year and its demands could fit in his palms, his for the taking. This poem is a small ode for the great many things that have kept us here longer than we were promised, a litany for the horses pulling us through streets lined with our peril. I know it is easy to consider the slow draw of a clock and its hands that meet at our necks, but I am here nonetheless, hoping to romance my people under what light is left in this season. A gratitude best savored in wake of the 2 boys who, before disembarking at Riverside Ave, paused for a moment to look each other over. No large or brief terror settled in their eyes, only their sheathed fists meeting together in the unfurling peace between them, a recognition, mostly, but also a coping, a laugh before walking into the maw of the world once more. I do not know who they are, but I wish to hold them close. Oh, holy nest of what carries us toward uncertainty beyond the hill. Grant us the mercy of your hands for just a moment longer. Hold us lucky from the woe that grows hungry for our names.